Hello and welcome back to Luke's podcast.
He's Luke.
And I'm Luke.
That worked.
I guess so.
There we go. No coordination whatsoever.
We're about as coordinated as a newborn deer.
I've never seen a newborn
little baby deer.
I've never seen a baby fawn?
Yeah.
They fawns?
I guess so.
I've eaten a deer.
The fawns?
The fawns?
Hey.
You know what one of my favorite gags in all of Friends is?
No, I don't.
There's like this whole like saga that Phoebe is having her it sounds terrible to say. Is having her brother's wife can't get pregnant, but they can use her egg and his stuff to make a baby,
mm-hmm.
and then Phoebe carries the baby,
mm-hmm.
which is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's one of your favorite gags.
No, that's not it. Whenever she's giving birth, they're triplets, by the way.
I laugh every time.
Whenever she's giving birth to them in the hospital, the doctor who helps her give birth is obsessed with the fawns. Just like. It's not even like it's very obvious that the studio audience does not really laugh at it.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's really funny because it's one of those things that probably somebody in the writer's room went, this is hilarious. And then everybody in the writer's room was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's so integral to like the plot of the show that they can't get rid of it. So like, I think it's so funny because he'll be like, they'll be talking about like, he's like, oh, so what are we doing today? Like, just asking her. It's like a doctor does. She's like, I'm giving birth to triplets. And he's like, you know, in one episode of Happy Days, the Fonz dates triplets. And that's it. That's all he says. Everybody just looks at each other, and it's just like the stupidest thing. That's one of my favorite things they do on Friends because they had to commit to it. And whenever it happens, there's no laughter. It just is said, and then there's laughter like when people are reacting to it. There's no laughter when he says it. It's so funny.
So how about those Braves?
I haven't watched anything.
Yeah.
Are the Braves bad?
No, they're up 2-0.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So who's
of course, you know when they what happened last time they were up 2-0.
They failed.
They lost. Well, you know what happened is that a man by the name of Kyle Wright got on the mound.
Oh, yeah. From Huntsville.
From Huntsville.
From Newmarket, Alabama.
Yeah, Huntsville. Sounds like somebody knocking.
I think it's a cat.
Someone knocking at the door.
Someone's knocking. Knock, knock, knocking.
Somebody ringing the bell.
Ring my bell. What's that song about?
What song?
Ring my bell.
Ring my bell's a song.
Ding, dong, ding, ding-a-ling-a-ling. You not heard that? There's like a part in it where it goes
Carol of the Bells,
like that.
Yeah.
I can't sing it because we'll get copyright stricken.
I think you can sing it.
Oh, because it'll be bad.
No, that's not what I meant. I think it's you can't play the song, right?
Maybe.
You reference stuff, though.
It's the one that it's like, ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's like that. There's actually words in the song, but I don't remember them.
Okay, no, I've not heard this.
You haven't heard of that?
Mm-mm.
No. I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
I heard a Carol of the Bells, though.
I sing Carol of the Bells in choir.
I did too. I think. Did I? Something.
As a bass, very boring. But we do get to do the ding dong, ding dong. And every time we would practice it, our chorale director, as he would say of himself, would say, basses. The tip of the tongue brings diction to the thumb every single time.
Why? What does that mean?
I don't know, because the thumb isn't involved in singing. Ding dong, ding dong.
I see what he means.
Yeah, see? It adds diction.
How would you describe the way your fingers taste? Like, just normally.
Like just naturally?
Yeah, you want to use that microphone, or you just want to put it somewhere else? Yeah.
Shut up. See, this is why we need like a harness.
You need a harness.
Shut up.
I do fine.
Hold on. Wait.
Let me get you one of those like Garth Brooks pop star microphones.
The ones that every special performance singer in church uses.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or every new pastor. Because, as we all know, the good pastors hold their mics to their face and then swing it violently during a point.
Okay.
Like in the 80s.
I wasn't alive in the 80s.
Neither was I, but I've watched video.
Okay.
Apparently it was colored back then.
No way.
Yeah. Not like the 40s. 40s was in black and white.
Oh.
Sometimes. Sometimes it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, wait. Interesting. Mm. So how would you describe the way your finger tastes right now?
Meaty?
Really?
Like, it's like salty.
Oh, yeah.
My hand is always salty.
Yeah, my thumb's real salty.
Really? Hmm. Hmm.
I think, like, the first lick is salty.
My index finger is saltier than my thumb.
What's the saltiest finger?
All right, hold on. Mm. Oh, the pinky's already up there. The pinky is a very salty finger. Mm.
It is a salty finger.
Ooh, my ring finger has a lot of flavor.
Mine doesn't. My ring finger's pretty bland.
What are you doing with your ring finger that's not giving enough flavor?
I'm not using it, I guess.
Mm.
The pinky was pretty salty.
Ooh, my ring finger's kind of spicy.
Now you're going, I'm just licking the tip.
You got to get the whole finger in there. You gotta lick your fingers like you just put your hand in a boysenberry pie and you're plucking out.
Okay.
If the colonel said it's finger looking good, that's the whole finger, not the tip.
Yeah, fingertip looking good.
I haven't even gotten my middle finger. I also got this splotch on here.
What is that?
I assume coffee.
I hope so. Uh-oh.
It's not poop.
Okay. Wait. My biggest fear is marked off now. That's good.
Pinky is the saltiest finger.
Pinky, I agree. I think it is.
Pinky is the saltiest finger.
Interesting.
Jeremy, lick this?
Yeah.
I know it's not poop. You know how I know it's not poop?
Because you don't wipe with that hand.
That's also a good point. I don't.
Okay.
Are you a lefty or a righty when you wipe?
I'm a righty.
Do you sit down?
When you
wipe?
I mean, like, I'm already sitting down.
You sit down when you wipe?
Not like, I'm already sitting down.
But, like, you stay seated.
Yeah.
You reach into the toilet.
Kind of. I mean, I, you know, a little kickstand maneuver.
You, like you lift one cheek and then you go in. You go in for the score.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So it's not really in the toilet.
I stand up.
Stand all the way up?
Yeah. I got pretty sizable cake back here.
Okay.
So it takes a lot to get in there.
Okay.
This hand doesn't turn properly anymore.
Yeah.
And then left side's always like an awkward side whenever you're in a toilet room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bathroom, you idiot.
No. No. Sometimes toilets have their own rooms.
Those are called stalls.
Actually, yeah, my toilet has, well, it's a toilet and a shower.
That's a bathroom.
Well, what's the sink? What's that room?
Sink room.
There's no such thing as a sink room.
If the toilet can have a room, the sink can have a room.
What? You're saying it doesn't have
a
room.
There's a room for everything.
I guess so, apparently.
You got a room for your shower, a room for your toilet, a room for your sink. I don't know what else goes. A room for your bidet
room
if you're
room for
fancy
your toilet paper.
Or French. Ooh. I want a bidet.
I do too.
I think it's better than wiping. It also saves more money.
Yeah.
Like that.
Saves the environment.
Saves the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cleaning my butt and saving the environment.
What more could you ask for?
No, I like stand up and wipe, and I didn't realize that was weird until I got to college.
It's not really weird.
Not many people do it.
A lot of people. Everyone has a different, not everyone. A lot of, there's different techniques.
There's different techniques.
There is.
It seems that standing up is the most unorthodox, though.
I don't know. Why do you stand?
Well, one.
What's the motivation?
I can't really reach if I'm on. You've seen our toilet.
Okay.
It's got a small hole.
So did you always stand?
I've always stood.
Okay.
And then, like, the toilet that I used to have when I was a kid in my parents' house. So I used to wipe with my right hand.
Yeah.
But the right hand is right next to the counter.
Okay.
And so if I went like this, I would hit it on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really. I'm very broad-shouldered.
Okay.
very large man on a tiny toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then in college, I kept standing up because the best toilet in our house was, well, I was in stalls.
Yeah.
And so, that like, when I first started. And
you,
then,
you were installed.
Yeah, I was installed.
Whenever you went to the bathroom.
Well, in the community bathroom in the dorms,
yeah,
I was in a stall.
Okay.
And then in, which also, I think about this sometimes, because, yeah, like, I was only in the dorms for my freshman year.
Yeah.
And I was in community bathroom for my freshman year.
Okay.
That's really weird, like, whenever I think about it, because I was in, like, a house the rest of my time.
Yeah.
And I had, like, a regular shower, like, a normal bathroom for the rest of the time that I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels weird that the first time I was in, like, these, like, shower stalls. That's just, it's just strange to me. But I don't know. Whatever. But in the house that I lived in, it was the same problem as it was in, like, my parents' house.
Yeah.
And then in the second house that I lived in, the best toilet was in, like, basically, like, a closet,
uh-huh,
that had a shower stall in it.
Okay.
And I couldn't, like, do it sitting down. It's just always because of tight spaces.
Yeah.
I need a very wide open toilet range.
Okay. Well, that's a unique situation, but good for you.
What?
What? I just, this is the fact
good
that you
for
need,
you.
You need, a wide range.
I need a wide range of space to clean my buttocks.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
It's just how it is. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
You looking up diagrams of how people wipe?
No, that's definitely, I don't want to go near that.
Let me see. I'm going to look up a, what
do
you call it?
If that's something you want to do, you can do it. That's not something I'm going to do, personally. But hey, man, more power.
Butt wiping maneuvers.
Technique. Go with technique.
Butt wipe techniques.
Sure.
Technique! Technique! The right way to wipe, apparently, is the healthiest way to wipe.
Okay, which is?
Simply reach behind your back and between your legs using plenty of crumpled or folded toilet tissue.
Crumpled?
And wipe backward from the perineum. That's the space in between,
uh-huh,
the two holes.
Okay.
Toward and past the booty. So you go up.
Who's using crumpled paper?
Yeah, who you fold yours?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not an animal.
I got in the habit of folding it whenever I had to use the bathroom in the dorm.
Typically.
Because they got one ply. So I would have to get a lot.
Yeah.
Just continually fold it.
I use one square unless it's very thin.
I use like two.
Yeah, I used to.
I used to,
but now I'm a onesie.
A one man?
Yeah.
You still use one if it's one ply?
If it's right. No, not if it's one ply.
You poop in public?
I don't get one ply. Almost exclusively.
You only poop in public places?
Almost exclusively.
Have you ever noticed that when you walk in a bookstore, you have to go poop?
Nope.
That's a thing.
It's not for me.
You're not a bookstore pooper?
I'm not. I don't really go to bookstores very often, for one. And
yeah,
when
I might explain it.
When I do, no, I don't. I don't use the restroom there.
One of my friends, every time we went into Barnes & Noble, he had to poop. Every single time.
Okay.
Like, without fail. Like, it wasn't like a joke that he used to make.
Yeah.
We would just walk in, and then you could hear his stomach go, and then he would have to poop.
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah.
You like Life Water?
I bought it because I wanted the bottle.
Why?
It's a nice bottle.
Yeah, but you have a water bottle.
Yeah, but it's heavy. This one's light. Fits in my backpack.
Is this like whenever you did like AYSO or other sports like that? And your parents bought, you remember those Gatorade bottles that had the nozzles on the top?
Yeah.
Your parents bought those?
Nope.
And they put them in the freezer,
mm-hmm,
and ice developed inside of them,
mm-hmm,
as freezing does to water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had that for a water bottle.
Okay.
Was it like that?
Similar, but I did this on my own accord.
But it's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean.
Okay.
And then they kept it until you were like in high school. You got to keep that until your kids are in high school.
Well, I don't have kids.
Yeah, so it's going to be a while.
I don't think they last that long. Bottles, not kids.
You You gotta keep it as a relic of an older age.
I think they'll still have life water in the future.
Yeah, but it won't look like that.
It'll look similar.
They don't have McDonald's that look like old, like McDonald's did when we were kids.
What?
You remember what McDonald's looked like when we were kids? The weird roof, like the red one. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Not off the top of my head.
Or like what KFC, not KFC, Taco Bell, that's an entirely different thing.
Yum.
Taco Bell used to look like?
With the shingles?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah?
Like it's a relic of a past time. You don't see it anymore.
Well, you might.
Do you know one that looks like that? Off the top of your head?
No.
See?
I don't know a lot of things off the top of my head. What?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
That was a
Take
euphemism.
It easy.
That was a euphemism.
Why? How?
I'm anti-euphemism.
What? I don't even know what we're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, so, the McDonald's they used to have.
No, not this.
What?
I know what that, what, I know what that, what that's what we're talking about.
What?
What was, you said, duh, and you said that was euphemism.
Yeah, I'm anti-euphemisms.
No, what does that mean?
I don't want euphemisms.
Okay, but did you use a euphemism?
I didn't because I don't want one.
Did I use a euphemism?
I thought you used a euphemism.
In what way?
When you said the words you said.
Off the top of my head?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, no, I just mean like you asked me a lot of things. I'm not going to know it off the top of my head. That's all I meant.
Sure.
What? No.
You know what I'm talking about. It's a relic of the age. It's a relic of
Get
the age.
Get that out of my face. Get that card out of my face.
I'm using a tape measure to as a poking stick.
Is that an annoyance?
It's not an annoyance.
Yeah, it's annoying me.
You ever like, ow. You ever had a tape measure and you're like, I wonder how far away things are
of
from me.
Of course.
How far? Okay.
Have
wait,
I ever
on.
Been a human? Is that what you're asking me?
I'm gonna put this to 4 feet. What is 4 feet away from me? Okay.
My elbow.
That thing's almost 4 feet away from me.
Well, I mean, not really.
I mean, your thigh
the
is
middle
4 feet
of my
away
thigh.
From yeah.
The nose on my lion. It's more like the bridge.
Maybe. This chair is 4 feet away from me.
Yeah.
In a way. The ceiling. The ceiling.
4 feet away from your
my
mouth. Great
that.
To know.
What else is 4 feet away from me?
The litter box.
Litter box. The opening to the litter box.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah,
look at that. Yeah, I can get there
perfect.
In 4 feet.
Yeah.
How far is your stride?
How long is my stride?
Yeah. Well, long, far.
I don't know. Is there a way to measure this?
Wait, hold on. Like, take a normal step. That's your step.
Let's see.
That's your step.
Let's say this is my step.
It's about right. All right, hold on.
Like, from heel to heel or from toe to heel?
From heel to toe.
Heel to toe?
Yeah.
That's pretty long.
I bet it's about 2 feet. Wait, that's a lot. This is a lot, actually.
Yeah.
It's 2 feet? Right there. Okay, hold on.
This feels even a little bit longer,
I'd say.
More than
2 feet.
I'd say this is a little bit longer than my normal stride.
But it's about there.
It's comparable.
It's like 2.5. Yeah, 2.5 foot stride.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Whenever I did cross country, they made us do strides where we ran up and down the football field. Yeah, they basically made us do that.
Yeah.
Like a weird, like, marching stride. And it was supposed to elongate your stride. But all it was a race. And then our coach was like, it's not a race. It's an exercise. He was like, you put all of the kids on the field and told them it wasn't a race and told them to get there as fast as possible.
That sounds like a race to
That's
me.
That's a race.
Yeah.
I think that he's wrong.
It sounds like he was.
6 inches really isn't that much.
Yeah, when you think about it.
Yeah, it's not really long. Like, that's not really that long. That's about as long as my hand is. Well,
with
actually,
your finger.
That's my hand's longer than that.
Congrats. We're all so proud of you.
What's my hand span? Is this a wingspan technically?
What? That's your hand span.
Hand span?
I guess. I don't know.
It's the breadth. Wait, no. It's got another name. It's in the Bible.
Pinky to thumb.
They talk about it in the Bible because
range.
There's something that like it fits within the blank of God's hand. Plane?
Clutch.
Grass. God's got it in clutch, says Stephen Furtick. Oh, those are sick, very niche burns.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. What is it?
No doubt.
Width of hand name. I put width of head name.
What's the width of my head?
What is the width of my head? What are you sitting on? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
You're trying to get into the square.
No, it's a rectangle.
It's a breadth.
Okay, that's what you said.
Yeah, that is what I said.
Yep, congrats.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
A hand is a non-SI unit of measurement. Yeah. And it's standardized to about 4 inches. It's used to measure the height of horses.
A hand is?
Yeah. You know what Steve did this past weekend?
What did Steve do this past weekend? Measured a horse with his hand?
No, he went to the horse races.
Which one? Like at the Churchill?
Keeneland.
Oh, Keeneland.
Is that right?
That's right.
Have you been there?
No, I've seen it many a time.
Do you want to go there?
No. Do you?
I'm interested. I've never seen a horse run.
You can go to Churchill Downs for that.
Yeah, but like any day?
I think so.
Really?
Just about.
Huh. I think they only had it on Derby. That wouldn't make sense. Wouldn't make sense.
No.
How does it operate then?
Yeah, exactly.
They gotta like have like a weird like fund where they're like, well, we gotta keep the lights on for 364 days out of the year. And then one day, it's a nightmare.
What?
And Aaron Rodgers is here.
Okay.
It's a nightmare.
Was I supposed to sign up for that on that link you sent me?
Yeah. Did you not?
No.
Do it.
I got busy.
You should do it.
Okay. I'll do it.
For those who don't know, and that's everybody.
Yeah, that'd be most everyone.
Ken Jennings, the most winningest competitor in Jeopardy, is coming to, is it Indiana University Southeast?
IUS.
IUS, Indiana University South. And he's giving it
Southeast,
basically a TED Talk about being on Jeopardy and also AI. Two things that I didn't know would go together.
Well,
Watson was on Jeopardy.
This is just their website.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's all you sent me.
Let me see. What the heck? Why did it do that?
Why did you do that?
I didn't do that. You did.
Apparently, I didn't do anything. I clicked the link that you sent me.
Ken Jennings, Indiana. Why did it do that? That's weird. No. Here we go. Got it. There it is.
Okay, so then I do this.
Yeah, and then we get on a wait list.
Oh, good.
And then we can go November 4th. That'll be fun.
Will it?
It's a night out with the boys. Dalton said he wouldn't go.
Why not?
I don't know. He didn't give me a reason. He just laughed.
I will be attending in person.
Yeah, of course.
Why is that an option?
Because you can go online. Oh, but I know why he can't go.
Online's not an option.
I know why he can't go. He works. That makes more sense.
Please answer this simple question. 5, 6, 7, 8. The second number is?
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3,
I guess
4.
It's 6.
Jazz hands, jazz hands.
The second number is the number 1.
2 is the
0,
second number.
1, 2.
Is, well, that's also technically where you start counting. Is it the second number?
I think in a, if we're keeping it positive, yeah.
Negative
and
1.
And let's keep it positive.
Negative 1.
You'd have to start at negative
0.
Whatever. One, negative 0?
Can there be a can negative 0?
I don't know. You're smarter than me.
Hold on. Let me look up. I actually don't know this. Because that's probably not a thing that matters. In, like, basic math.
I like that it says, success! As if registering for an event was very much difficulty.
I had to put my name down.
I failed many a time until I finally achieved...
It's called signed zero.
Success.
Oh. So signed zero is literally the same as zero. But if you have a negative zero, it goes towards negative numbers. But if you have a positive zero, it goes towards positive numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Does it?
I mean, it makes more sense than most other things. Like, I couldn't explain you string theory.
What about string cheese?
Is string cheese mozzarella cheese?
Can you explain that to me?
Is it mozzarella cheese?
I'm asking if you can explain it.
Is most string cheese mozzarella cheese? I wonder if Google has a thing about string cheese. Not Google, sorry, Wikipedia.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, it does have a page about string cheese. Interesting.
Why wouldn't it?
It's mozzarella. You know what baffles me? As a middle schooler, I used to basically eat string cheese every day. How did I do that?
Am I on a wait list?
Yeah, we're both on a wait list.
How do it doesn't say I'm on a wait list?
To see you got in?
It says I registered.
Let me see.
It says I've been confirmed.
Oh.
Am I confirmed? Like in the Catholic Church?
You're going! I'm on a wait list!
Loser!
Hold on! What the heck?
I'm getting Dalton and we're going.
Dalton works that day.
Don't care.
I'm going to call 911.
I have an emergency for 1 hour between 7 and 8 p.m. at Indiana University Southeast.
And I need Dalton Tudor.
In the STEM concert hall. I can FaceTime you.
Oh, I got it. I got a ticket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It says, you selected the waitlist option for Ken Jennings Sanders Speaker Series. A seat is now available. Please use this as your ticket confirmation. Is that what yours says?
This says you've been confirmed. Here's your ticket.
Yeah, mine also says that.
But where? I don't see a ticket.
I don't see a ticket either.
Do we need to contact Ken about this?
Let's call Ken.
Hey, Ken.
We could see Ken.
Having a little difficulty with your ticket here.
Don't know what's going on.
Who are you, by the way?
You know who he is.
Yeah, he's Ken Jennings.
You seen a picture of him? He's also going to host Jeopardy soon.
He has
blonde.
He's got that hair. He wears a sports coat.
I want to get a picture with him.
I'll take a picture with you.
I want him to sign a picture.
Notice I didn't say I'll take a picture of you two. I said I'll take a picture with you.
That's him.
He looks British.
He's from Washington.
Washington County. United,
Britain.
United Kingdom.
I don't think that's a thing. Yeah, he's from basically outside Seattle.
You don't think the UK named places after George Washington?
Oh, absolutely. Of course they did. That was real popular right after they lost.
You got us fair and square.
Yeah,
what if he and like General Cornwallis?
Cornwallis.
What do you think they made a bet?
They made a bet.
All right, I'll make you a bet. If you win the war, you have to name a county after me.
And you got to name a county after me.
That's definitely what he sounded like.
Well, I got keys.
An esteemed general.
Hello. Hello, what is? I'm here to take names and destroy revolutions. That's what he sounded like. Just sounds like a very Cockney man. I don't understand the Cockney accent. Where does it come from?
It comes from somewhere deep.
In
deep
where?
Down inside a person.
Deep down inside a person. It's a part of their being. Why are you drinking water like that? You drink it out of the side of your
like
mouth.
Like what? Yeah, you, how is my... What am I else am I supposed to do?
The front. If it's got the nipple on it.
you mean like this?
Yeah, like that.
What idiot does that?
You telling me everybody drinks
this
out?
This is easier.
They drink out.
What part of the body is my arm on? It's on my side. So to bring my arm all the way out to the front? That's so much more work.
That's like a millionth of a calorie.
Get your stopwatch out. We're going to time to see how quickly.
No, you're going to intentionally
slow
down.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
How dare you assume a thing?
Oh my gosh, there's a different face for the stopwatch.
Okay.
It's so much cooler.
I'm going to set it down.
Okay.
Okay, and then on your count,
okay,
I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to do the front the first time, okay?
I got to switch hands.
And it's when I put it back down.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you're going to do it from the front?
Give me like a 3-2-1. Yeah, this is the front.
Okay. 3-2-1. All right, that took 3 seconds.
That feels like a long time.
All right, do the side now.
All right, ready.
All right. 3-2-1. Hold on. I restarted and started stopping. So hold on. 5.59 minus 3.14. Oh, I'm sorry. You saved yourself. Hold on. It was 2.45 versus 3.14.
Yeah. Like half a second. Over half a second. Think about that. So every two drinks, I'm saving 1 second by not drinking.
And you're using it to explain it to me.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
But it's going to add up again.
It's so dumb.
I think it's genius, really. I'm going to tell Ken about this.
You're going to tell Ken about this?
Hey, Ken, hear me out, man.
Does anybody have any questions for Ken?
Everyone's wasting their time drinking from the front of their mouth. It's a half a second quicker, at least, to go to the side.
You can chew the bottle, drink it from the side like a hamster, rather than suckling on it.
Yeah. It's poor form, Ken. It's bad technique.
You think he's going to have a water bottle like that? On stage.
And he's going to drink from the side.
Yeah.
No, it's probably going to be like a cup, right? Like a glass or a mug. Like
or
a
like a
shows.
Water bottle. Like a
bottle. One of those little stubs.
Yeah. And he's just going to go like that into the mic.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to talk? Do you think, is there going to be a Q&A? Hold on. I haven't even looked
There's
at it.
There's only an hour, right? So
yeah, it's literally an hour.
So I would think no.
I mean, I'm excited because like, it'll be fun.
Maybe there's a way to submit audience questions.
Do you want to...
Is this Zeppelin?
What's it like being on set? Are there nice snacks?
What's your favorite snack on Jeopardy?
What was Alex Trebek's favorite word to say wasn't a verb?
Was Alex Trebek real?
Is he still alive? Is he on the moon? Let me look it back up. I always type in Ken Jennings, Indiana, because I can't figure out like what exactly this thing is. Okay, here it is.
I love Ken Jennings, Indiana. It's my favorite.
We gotta buy
town.
His book so he can sign it. What's and then I can give it to Grant for Christmas.
What's his book?
I don't know, I haven't read it.
Okay, what's it about?
Probably being Ken Jennings.
Am I gonna be the dumbest person there?
No.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah. Until they hear about this water bottle thing.
They'll be like, oh my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Give this guy the Nobel Prize for physics.
We are in the presence of greatness.
Let me look at this Ken Jennings book. Somebody's calling me from Asheboro, North Carolina.
Am I going to answer?
You know what, I might.
What if it's God?
Hello?
I've been trying to reach you. The service center. That's not how that works. Oh, it is. Never mind.
Oh, they were trying to get to me about my car's extended warranty. That's funny. I don't have an extended
warranty.
Joke's
on you. I don't have a car.
Oh, he has a book called Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac. 8,888 questions in 365 days. Because I said so, the truth behind the myths, tales, and warnings every generation passed down to its kids. That sounds like a good book.
Okay.
It's $11. I might buy that.
Seven?
11.
7-Eleven?
7-Eleven. He has a book called Planet Funny, How Comedy Took Over Our Culture.
Planet Fitness.
That's a different one.
Does he have a book called Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
How Fitness Took Over Our Country?
How Fitness. Fitness,
don't,
food,
don't
in my
that.
Mouth.
No.
How many shirts have you seen that say that?
How many shirts do I have?
How many shirts in total?
Probably 15.
At least three.
I'd say 20, 22.
22 shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, here are his books. All right, he has that Trivia Almanac. He has one called Maphead, which
Stupid.
Is full titled. Maphead, charting the wide, weird world of geography wonks.
Do you think we can get him on the podcast?
He probably costs money. How much money do you think he costs?
Might be worth it.
You think?
No.
I don't either. Planet Funny, How Comedy Ruined Everything.
Okay.
Which book do you think I should get? Jesus CEO, Using Ancient Wisdom for Visionary Leadership. Do you think my brother would enjoy that?
I don't know your brother. He's the only person in your family I've never met.
That's true. Lots of people Grant is the only person they've ever met.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he has his own life.
Well,
that sounds terrible.
I would hope everyone does.
No. Grant's the one that moved out first. So he lived in Auburn. And that's about it. Well, that's not about it. He does other things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a good way to say this. No. He moved out. And then whenever I was in college, Heath was in high school. So yeah. They would see Heath because he would come with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't think, no, Grant's only seen Blue Mountain once or twice. What?
You have a tissue in here?
No, they're in the living room.
Okay.
Why do you need a tissue?
To blow my nose.
On live recording?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Hold on. No, it's okay. I could use that social security card.
Which one?
That one on the floor.
Yeah, social security.
Wait, card? No, they're down there. Look there. That, oh, no.
Yeah. Tissues.
All right.
Look at that.
I'm just gonna blow my nose. You say something.
I don't know. No, I think. Let me see. I gotta look up exactly. Oh my gosh, that is the wettest nose. Actually, it's not. There was a kid that I went to school with, and he said, what is it? Oh my gosh, what did he say? He would always say, I gotta go toot my horn, and then he would go outside and blow his nose and be like, every single time.
He's summoning the elves?
Basically.
That tissue smelled funny.
It's probably old.
That might be it.
Let me read you the article that it says.
Wait, what?
Ken Jennings, New York Times bestselling author and the greatest of all time Jeopardy champion, will discuss his experiences on the show and human versus artificial intelligence for the annual Sanders speaking series at Indiana University Southeast. Jennings will be the keynote speaker at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 4th in the Richard K. Stem Concert Hall in the Paul W. Ogle Cultural and Community Center at IU Southeast. Jennings was a blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
This is just who he was.
We know.
He's the author of 12 books.
Whatever.
Blah, blah.
I bet I could write a book.
The Sanders Speaker Series is named after Judge Carlton and Sue Sanders. They did a bunch of stuff.
What about Colonel Harlan?
Colonel Sanders?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You think he'd come and speak?
Well, if he weren't dead.
That'd be scary if he came and spoke. Like, we have Colonel Sanders here.
Coming this Halloween, the ghost of Carlin. Carlin?
Carlin Sanders. The ghost of Carlton Sanders. That's a different person.
I don't even know who that is.
That's a different person.
That's so scary.
Sanders. No, wait. Speaker series. There we go. Sanders speakers. This is a sound system. Okay. IUS. There we go.
What do you think about Tennessee? Did you see that this weekend?
Hey, you know who's coming?
Who?
Billy Bean. Moneyball.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Okay.
Would you go see Billy Bean?
I don't know. Would I?
Oh, wait, no, he's already been there.
Bummer. Was really looking forward to that. So.
Wait, this is February 12th.
Of what year?
Ooh, wait. Dadgummit. This thing isn't very helpful.
Okay. What do you think about the... Did you see the Tennessee thing?
What Tennessee thing?
They were, like, throwing trash on the field. Did you see that?
Did Tennessee lose to Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Shocking.
It's okay. Two trash teams playing each other is fine.
Yeah.
But...
They threw trash on the field.
They threw trash on the field, and I was like, it's their field.
But when you're throwing it at people...
Oh, I didn't know they're throwing at people.
Yeah.
I saw they threw trash because there's this guy that I went to college with who a lot of the things he posts are like Ole Miss propaganda.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, oh, if they just throw trash on the field, I mean, it's not cool, but like there's worse things that you could do. Like, I don't know, like murder or like,
I don't know,
hitting a player with a trash can. Like that's worse.
Yeah.
But throw trash on the field, I mean, it's really stupid.
They got fined $250,000.
The university did?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Oh, because they hit players.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Again, my brain keeps thinking. that they're throwing trash on the field, not on the players. Why does the university get fined like that?
I don't really know.
Why don't they try and find the people who did that?
Because it was a bunch of people.
Find them.
How?
They bought tickets. Surely they have their data somewhere.
Maybe. Or they just bought them on the street. Or like one person bought them for all the people.
That's true. Find them.
Make them pay.
Make them. If they can pay for all these tickets, they can pay for that.
Oh, hey.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I do.
How much are U of L tickets?
Pretty cheap right now, I think.
We should go to a game.
You want to?
They already played UCF, so I have no reason to go to a game anymore.
Yeah, the real national champion.
I really wanted to go to the UCF campus. It's literally in Orlando.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I knew it was in Central Florida, but I didn't think it was in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like in Orlando.
Yeah.
It's like northeast of Orlando.
Norlando.
Norlando. Norlandy.
Orlinda.
Norlinda?
Orlinda.
Orlinda.
Yep.
Linda.
Linda Lou.
Linda Lou who? There we go. Actually, that's Cindy Lou Who, isn't it? From the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy Grinch. Speakers IUS list. Maybe that'll help.
What would you talk about if they invited you?
If they invited me?
Yeah. Why would they invite you? What would you talk about?
I talk about how I'm really angry that video games that are old are really expensive now, even though they shouldn't be. And, ow, that hurts. I would also talk about why being tall doesn't give you the right to act like you're better than other people.
I don't think anyone thinks that.
No, but they don't think it. It's intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
You know how this is?
How what is?
This. Do you know how it is?
No. It's getting bigger. Is that for right angles?
Is it?
I think it is.
Isn't this yours? Shouldn't you know?
It's Hope's.
Oh.
It's in my apartment, but.
Well, I think it's both of your apartment, right? Do you guys share it?
Oh, yes. Well, it's yes.
Uh huh.
I don't necessarily share as we both operate it.
Yeah, so like share.
Okay, I'm not good at this.
Good at what?
I don't know. Ken Jennings was supposed to come March 9th, 2020.
And what happened?
I don't know. There's like this thing that happened.
St. Patrick's Day?
It's our current circumstances. It was the Ides of March.
Oh.
When did...
Interesting.
Ooh. Frank Oz was also supposed to come.
The Wizard?
No. He voiced Yoda and Miss Piggy.
I didn't know that was the same person.
It is the same person. Whenever you learn it's the same person, it starts getting a little weird.
Why?
Because then you hear them. Like, you start hearing Yoda and Miss Piggy's voice.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing Miss Piggy and Yoda's voice. And it's just really weird. He's also... You saw Knives Out, right?
Yeah.
You know the guy who's the executor of the will? Mm. You know in the scene where they're all in that one room and then they learn that What's-Her-Face has inherited the entire estate?
Maybe.
The lawyer? It's
been a while since I've seen it.
He's the lawyer.
He's the lawyer.
Yeah, he's okay. In Knives Out. He also directed Four Weddings and a Funeral. He also directed... I think he made The Jerk. I don't think he made The Jerk. He made a Steve Martin movie. I know that.
No. Father of the Bride.
Oh, no. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. He also might have made Father of the Bride.
Really?
I think.
I've seen that.
Frank Oz has done a lot.
Yeah.
He's just kind of weird.
Lived a good life. Why is that weird? It's just good.
It's one of those things where, like, when you hear that he's, like, a guy from The Muppets, then you're just kind of like, you did that?
You know who else is from The Muppets?
Who?
That Kermit the Frog.
He's in The Muppets?
Yeah. Little known fact.
Little known fact. Yeah. Kermit the Frog. He's from The Muppets.
Got to start.
With
The Muppets.
See.
He is a Muppet.
He did Death at a Funeral. Muppets Take Manhattan.
Hmm.
What About Bob?
Yep. Seen that one. Unfortunately.
Little Shop of Horrors. Bowfinger.
Nope. Don't know that.
But he is in, Knives Out as the is this guy. This is what he looks like.
Okay.
Just looks like a guy.
Yeah, he looks like a person.
Just looks like a guy.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for him.
He's a British-born American.
British-born American.
Also, looking up Frank Oz on this movie app, first result, Frank Oz. Second result, Christopher Nolan.
Why?
Don't know. Really couldn't tell you. Did you hear the movie gossip about Christopher Nolan?
No.
So he was upset about how HBO Max is putting all their movies on streaming. Warner Brothers movies on streaming.
Yeah.
Day and date with the theatrical release.
Uh-huh.
He's upset with that. And he's also upset with something about Tenet. I don't know. Like something that had to do with like the back end or something.
We were all upset with Tenet.
It was fine.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
You hit yourself in the face.
No, you hit yourself in the face.
you're just slapping yourself.
I didn't slap anything.
I gotta get this water off my face. Smack! There we go. I got the water and the feeling out of my face.
It's numb. Comfortably numb.
But he got upset with him. And he's made every movie, like all of his big movies with Warner Brothers.
Every movie you've made.
And now he's making it with Universal. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
a big deal.
You know what movie he's making?
You know, yeah, I know.
It's about Oppenheimer, the guy who made the atomic bomb.
Mm.
Yeah. And Cillian Murphy's playing him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch it. If it's just Nolan, I'll be like, yeah, cool.
Nolan's just like, you know what? Let's get the same three actors. We'll just rotate them.
You guys like Michael Caine, right? Yeah.
You like when he's with Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah. I like when he's with him, too. What if you just had Michael Caine as the main actor? Boo.
What about Tom Hardy in a supporting role?
Woo.
Yeah.
Does he have something covering his face? Absolutely.
Even better. Cillian Murphy randomly?
Is he doing a weird voice? Yeah! Yeah! Is Cillian Murphy somewhere in the movie? Maybe. You have to figure it out yourself.
Is he kind of creepy?
Yeah.
Yeah!
You ever seen anything where Cillian Murphy isn't creepy?
I bet I have. Let me look up some Cillian Murphy movies.
I got you.
No. I want to look it up. I got to see it.
Cillian. Also, that's a weird way to... Is Cillian two L's?
It is.
It's because he's Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is because he's Irish.
I guess he's kind of creepy in A Quiet Place.
He's kind of creepy.
Dunkirk? I don't even remember him in that.
He is... remember the Navy vessel that's taking the soldiers back that gets torpedoed?
Mm-hmm.
He's the captain of the Navy vessel.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it.
He's creepy in the Batmans.
Yeah.
He's barely
in Tron Legacy.
I was going to say, I think I've seen Tron.
I own it.
Certainly don't remember.
That was one of the first Blu-rays I ever bought. It was Tron Legacy.
He's a pretty creepy guy. How about that?
He's creepy in 28 Days Later, but in a different way.
That's a creepy movie, right?
He's creepy in Red Eye, because he's the main villain.
Yeah. I don't know if he's creepy in Peaky Blinders. He's mysterious.
Mysterious. That's a good word.
It is. Thank you. I came up with it myself.
I've been wanting to watch this movie. It's called The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be most wind.
It's a...
I would think.
I think it's a movie about the IRA. Oh, look at that. Grant wants to watch it, too.
You know, I had an aunt named Ira.
Ira? I always think of Ira as a guy's name.
Like Gershwin?
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Ira Gershwin?
Ira Gershwin.
What about his brother?
I remember. Why do they have two different last names?
That didn't make sense. No, he had a brother, right?
I think so. Hold on.
No, the Gershwin brothers. Everyone just remembers Ira, though.
Did you ever... This is a side note that I just thought of.
Okay.
Did you ever... Do you know what Geronimo Stilton is?
No.
It's a book about a mouse.
Okay.
Solves detective stuff?
Solves detective stuff.
Mysteries. That's it.
okay.
Solves mysteries.
Yeah, okay.
He's an animated mouse.
All right. I would hope so.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I just learned that it was an Italian series. Didn't know that. George. His brother's name is George.
George and Ira.
George and Ira. Oh, yeah. They made Porgy and Bess. I forgot about that. And Rhapsody in Blue. And An American in Paris.
Man.
What?
Some of my favorites. Yeah.
I'm dying. Wow. How old was Ira when he died?
48.
He was 86.
Pretty close.
His brother was 38.
I was also pretty close. I knew one of them died young, right?
They have another brother.
Didn't I know that?
I think you did.
Yeah.
They had another brother.
Oh, yeah?
His name was Cooper? Arthur. He was a stockbroker. He was a weirdo.
Because he was a stockbroker?
Yes, that makes his brothers weird. Were composers. His sister was a Broadway performer. And their other brother was a stockbroker.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. He's the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
It's got to be weird.
No doubt. No doubt.
You go home and everybody's like, let's sing around the piano. And he's like, I want to talk about dividends. Is that a stockbroker speak?
Do you know, is that what families do? They just talk about what they do?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like you go home and you're like, let's talk coffee.
I mean, I talk about that with my dad.
Okay.
I mean, I tell stories like I do you where it's like, yeah, this guy came in the other
day. Right, that's different though.
Yeah. It's mostly people.
Yeah. It's usually, do you get a lot of people at the coffee shop?
My mom will ask me, there's a couple people that come in every now and then.
A few sheep.
There's at least one Wendigo.
I believe it's pronounced Winnebago.
Oh yeah, he's a Winnebago.
And those can't fit through the drive-thru.
Yeah, Winnebago could fit through our drive-thru.
A small one, perhaps.
Wait, what type of Winnebago?
Wait, you guys got a big drive-thru, don't you?
Yeah. We don't have like that thing like at McDonald's where like before you get to the speaker box, it says only 7'5" vehicles may enter here.
That's pretty small.
7'5"?
Yeah.
I mean, it just means no trucks. We had a guy come through the other day.
No way.
In a, shut up. We had a guy come through the other day in like a mid-sized U-Haul like truck.
Yeah.
And he fit barely.
Would you have a guy in a dump truck or something?
Yeah, but he parks over to the side.
Oh, he comes in?
No. So he parks to the side. And then he walks up.
To the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Does he not know that that's the same as coming inside without actually going inside?
I just don't think he wants to go inside.
Is that the point? Is that the
principle? He's come inside a couple times. And okay. I don't realize how tall he is. Because he's really tall.
How tall?
So
you think that like 6 foot is really tall?
So we're off the curb is what, probably like 3.5 inches, right?
Sure.
And then we're off of that by at least 4 inches. So whenever he's at the window, he's still like an inch or two taller than me. Whenever I'm standing there, so he's about maybe like
football.
Almost a foot taller than me. He's probably like 6'7". He's really tall.
That's a tall man.
Yeah. Like, that's like, I mean, I say Dalton's tall all the time. Dalton's just like 6'4". I mean, it's tall.
Yeah.
But like, this guy's like tall.
You talk about Dalton as if he is Goliath.
Yeah, like he's like 9 foot tall. I mean, he was the tallest guy on campus that wasn't a basketball player.
What a superlative.
Well, there was one basketball player, I think, who was like, the tallest basketball player was almost 7 feet tall.
I guess you don't really vote on who the tallest is.
Huh?
I was voted tallest guy in school.
Were you really?
No. I was homeschooled.
Oh, yeah, you could have been.
I.
Would your brother have been in school when you were in school?
Yeah, for a year.
See? Exactly.
He's taller than me, though.
But for 1 year, you weren't the tallest guy in school.
And then I was.
Yeah. And then your sister was never the tallest
person.
She's
not a guy.
Yeah, but she could have been. It could have been tallest person.
That would be funny, though.
What?
I got voted tallest guy in school. Like, just anyone, not me. If that was just something people voted on.
Being tallest guy in school?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, why would you vote on that? Exactly.
Let's take a vote. Who's the tallest guy in school?
The tallest? Who do we think the tallest is? I think it's this fourth grader. guys, I'm 7'9". Who the heck is 7'9"? How tall is the tallest person alive right now?
8'1".
Is that like your final answer?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay, how tall is the tallest person alive? There we go. I know the tallest person to ever exist was 8'11".
Just be 9 feet at that point, dude. Why'd you give up so quickly?
He's 8'11.1", so you know they kept measuring it.
Yeah.
There's a guy named John Rogan.
No way. Joe's brother?
Yeah, Joe's brother. All right, the tallest guy alive right now. Oh, he's 8'2".
I was close.
There you go.
Who is he? Where is he from? What does he do?
He's from Turkey.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Sultan Kusun. And, gosh, he's huge. Let's see. What does he do? He used to work as a farmer. Oh, so he had the same issue as the original. Like, the tallest guy was an American named Robert Wadlow.
Yeah,
and he had a tumor on his pituitary gland that refused it. That like refused the stopping hormone
right.
growth. So he just kept growing as he got older.
Yeah,
and this guy had the same issue, but he went and had surgery on it.
Oh, wow.
So he's stopped growing now. So he's just 8'2".
Just, yeah, simply.
But he, I think Wadlow's problem was that his heart wasn't strong enough to pump to the rest of his body because it stopped growing. So if this guy's heart stays about the same, he should probably live like a relatively normal life.
Could you imagine seeing this picture? And thinking, that guy is actually that tall.
Who is that? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Like, as tall as Big Ben?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. That's the tallest man alive?
He doesn't fit anywhere.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
How does it even, like, how tall is 8 foot? How tall is the ceiling in here? Hold on.
Probably 10 feet, right?
Maybe.
If only we had a tape measure.
Good thing I bought this.
You want me to hold it?
Maybe I got this.
I don't think you do. He's a farmer?
Yeah, that's what it says. He's a farmer.
What does he do?
Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
He's 8'3", according to this.
It said he's 8'2.8". So I guess it's just rounding up.
He's the 7th tallest person in history.
The rest of them are like Americans.
Good for us. We're way to grow one. Big, Minnesota.
Minnesota and its Viking culture.
Yeah. I like that in Robert Wadlow's thing, they include that he's a mild-mannered American.
So, oh gosh. At work, whenever I see somebody have any NFL thing that's not the Lions, which is normal, I usually go like, are you this such and such fan? And then I'll like close the window on them as a joke.
Yeah.
But there's this woman that came through, that she was a Vikings fan, and I just made the joke and I like closed the window on her. She said, what fan are you? And I said, oh, I'm a Lions fan, so I have nothing to say. And she said, absolutely right, you have nothing to say. And I was like,
aggressive.
What?
I like this question and answer.
How tall can humans get? That's it. 5'6".
5'6" and 5'2".
That's it. If you get taller, you're not a human anymore. You're a monster.
I feel like that's your logic with people.
Once you get taller than I am,
you're a monster. You're a monster.
Okay, wait.
Did you figure out the ceiling height?
No, I'm still doing it. I got this.
I'd say 7.5.
Okay, so right here, that's 6'7". This is 8 feet tall. From like, this is a little taller than eight feet.
Hold it. Where's the?
You gotta hold it. You gotta pull it like that.
All right. Is that all the way up?
There we go. That's all the way up. How tall is that?
That is 7'10".
So he wouldn't even fit in this room.
No.
Oh my gosh. He's
3 inches above it.
That's crazy.
4 inches.
That
5 inches.
What
math,
the heck?
Math is hard.
He literally would have to duck. Not only would he have to duck through the door frame, he would have to duck in the room the entire time.
He'd have to duck like Quack Efron.
Quack Efron. That's crazy. Okay. How can you, like, how do you live?
Well,
I mean, like,
we gotta make things bigger.
He's gotta move to Texas,
I guess.
Because everything's bigger in Texas.
In theory.
Name something that's not bigger in Texas.
The humility.
Their humility is
very little. Humility is not bigger in Texas.
They have very little humility in Texas.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to see, like, balls of twine.
What?
You know where the biggest chest of drawers is in the United States?
No.
It's in North Carolina.
Okay.
You know who went to the biggest chest of drawers?
You.
No. Just how it is.
Good deal.
It was funny.
All right. Well, you know what else is funny?
What?
The fact that this podcast is over.
Why?
Because it's over an hour.
It's over an hour?
Yep.
Look at that. Look at us. Beating a record.
It's not a record.
What's our record?
I don't know, like hour and 10, 15, 12?
That's too long.
Yeah, so is this. So I'm just going to go ahead and stop it now. Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money? Send it to us at ODM Shorts.